Okay, we are on the last section of the Minchas Asher. We're taking this in a few parts here, though. Simon Vav of his Maimer Tikkun Amidas. So he starts with a quote from the Rosh to Maseches Peah. Ki chafetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoser mitzvah. God wants more than a mitzvah. Shiasvem gam ratzon abrias. Right? That you, Hashem wants that you should do more the ratzon abrias. Their mitzvah shebein adam l'makom. Right? God desires that the ben adam l'chaver, in a sense, is very chashiv. So echad hayesodus haikarim b'midas shebein adam l'chavero is kavod chaverim v'avas reyim, is honor to your friends and love of your neighbor. Because we learn v'haftal reyecha kamocha, that's a klal gadol b'tor. It's Yerushalmi and Nadarm. At kama gadola v'niskav hi midazu yeshlumat, to understand the loftiness of this mida, we learn from the story of Rabbi Chanina bar Chama. Because it says in Ksuvas 103a, okay, so let me just read you that Gemara to get an idea here. Tana Rabbanan, b'shas p'tirasol shel Revi. At the time of the passing of Rabbi Yehuda, he said, Levana ani tzarich, I need my kids. Nichnesu bana vetzlo, his sons entered the room, and he said to them, Hisharu b'chvor imichem, be careful with the dignity of your mother. Neri yehidolok bimkomo. He also added, my lamp should be lit in its usual place. Shulchan yearach bimkomo. My table should be arranged in its usual place. Mitate mutzas bimkomo. And the bed should be in its usual place. Yosef Chefni and Shimon Ephrati, him Shimshuni Bechaya, they serve me in my lifetime. They will also serve me in my death. Okay, so move ahead a little further. Hahu Beishim Sha'atish Vastigmar says the following story. It was a certain Erev Shabbos in Kokare Abava that a neighbor came and knocked at the door. Amra Amse Shetiku, his maidservant, said to her, right, be quiet, because Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, is sitting. Kaven de Shama Shuvla, so when he heard his maidservant reveal, you know, his presence to his neighbor, Shuvla Asa, he didn't come again, Shlo Lahotzi Lazal Tzedikim Rishon, to not cast aspersion on the earlier Tzedikim who did not appear to their families after their death. Yosef Chefni Shimon Ephrasi him Shimshuni Bechaim Shinim Mose. The Gemara says, Rabbi Anasi, that Yosef Chefni and Shimon Ephrati, they served me during my life. They're going to serve me in my death. It meant, Savar Mina Bahadein Alma. What he meant over here was that Rabbi Anasi was speaking about this world. But they thought that he meant these two should serve him in his death and administer his burial. Kaven Dechaz de Kamer Salamri, right? However, when they saw that their beers preceded his beer, they died before him, meaning, they said, we learn from here, Shmamin Alu Al Dikamar. He meant that he was speaking of that world. They're going to tend to him in the Olam Haba, in the world to come. Amr Lahen L'Chachmei Yisrael. Yirna said further, I need the Chacham Yisrael. So Nichnesu Etzel Chachmei Yisrael. The sages of Israel entered his room. And he said, Al Tisiduni Bayaris. Don't eulogize me in the small towns. Bahoshivu Yeshiva L'Acher Shloshuranim. Have the studying continue 30 days after my mourning. I want everybody back learning. Okay, Shimon Beni, Chacham Gamliel Benasi, and Chanina Bar Chama, he should Yeshev Barosh, he should be the Rosh Hashiva. So, now, they're going to carry out his will. So he wanted them to reconvene the Beis Medrash after 30 days. Now, the Gemara says, Ahu Yomad Ashkvich to Rabbi Nafka Baskol Amra, that on the day of the funeral of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, a voice went out and said, whoever was there, Kol Shehayava Bashkavase de Rebbe, whoever was at the funeral of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, is Mezumin L'Chai Olamav. He also declared that Chanina Bar Chama Yeshev Barosh. Lo kibal Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina did not accept this because Rabbi Shaya Rabbi Afes Gadol Shtei Mechza. Rabbi Chanina did not accept this because Rabbi Afes, right? Rabbi Afes was older than him by 2.5 years, and he didn't want to jump the gun by accepting the position. So Yosef Rabbi Afes Barosh Yosef at the head of the yeshiva, and Rabbi Chanina sat upright outside, right? Ata Levi Yasegabes. It's unbefitting for him as a student to sit right by Rabbi Afes. And Levi came and sat and studied with him outside. Noach Nafsh Rabbi Afes. Rabbi Afes died. And Yosef Rabbi Chanina Bereish. Rabbi Chanina came and took his place at the head of the yeshiva. The lo have Levi inish lamesiv gabe. He didn't have anyone to sit with him. Okay. Behind it to Amre. And this is what it means when they said to Rav. And this is the background where they said to Rav. A great man came to Narda. And he limps and he's taught. It's permitted for a woman to wear a ki'ila, like an ornament, to go out on Shabbos. Rav said, you learn from here that Rabbi Afes died and Rabbi Chanina sat at the yeshiva and Levi did not have anyone to sit with him outside. So he came to Bava. Okay. to me Atsuma. He's asked Rav Asher Weiss, how in the world Rav Chanina, in it, the Tzava Achrona of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, was that he should sit at the head of Yeshiva? How could he turn it down? How could he, Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, turn down to go against his Rebbe? Right, he was so close to him. The Gemara Nida says that La'olam lo hara halacha. He never paskin halacha unless he heard it from his Rebbe. Right, so ad kedeka chayyeh Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama kosher b'rabo agadol. Old Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, who's zeh shamar, is also furthermore to Rabbi Chama on Shabbos. Kol sheruach rabosav nochman. Anyone who the ruach of his teachers are happy with him. Im kein tegadol hatmiya shivatayim, 70-fold. How could he fulfill his word? How could he not listen to his tzava of his rebbe? Right. So we'll stop there. But that's the question: how could he not listen to the words of Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, listen to the words of the rebbe, who said, "You will sit as the Rosh Hashiva"? Stop there for today.